7:30, Joanne Bowman hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. At 9 on the Recovery Zone, Stephanie Potter speaks with members of Village Focus International, a nonprofit organization seeking to build partnerships between Portland and villages in Southeast Asia. At 10, Radio Beyond Borders presents a documentary on accents produced by Maya Kim. At 10:30 on Art Focus, host Julie Bernard features the upcoming exhibit at the Mark Willey Gallery called Alien and Sedition in association with Sedition Magazine. And be sure to stay with us at 11 o'clock. We have Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a good day.
This is Thursday's edition of the Community Calendar for Thursday, May 25th. The Vision Vessel launches on its Portland tour tonight. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Alberta Co-op parking lot at 15th and Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. The Vision Vessel is a multimedia recording booth where you can voice your ideas about the city of Portland as it grows and changes in the 21st century. The Vessel creates a living archive of Portlanders' insights while offering a fresh, practical, and innovative approach to urban civic engagement. From May 25th to August 30th, the Vessel will travel to over 18 sites, from retail stores to public parks and college campuses. All data collected by the Vessel will be funneled to Vision PDX, a city-sponsored initiative that plans to use your responses to help craft policy in the near and distant future. The Vision Vessel is a project of Public Media Works, a nonprofit working in collaboration with Film Action Oregon and Vision PDX. Go to visionvessel.org to see the text, voice recordings, and pictures provided by Vessel participants from around the city. Oregon Tilth's Organic Education Center at Lucier Farm is happy to be hosting Open Farm Fridays. Every Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., they will be working in their demonstration gardens at Lucier Farm. That address is 135 Rosemont Drive in West Lynn, Oregon. You are invited to come out for any duration to help. Learn about organic gardening and agroecology and take familiar and unfamiliar produce home with you. Oregon TILF is a nonprofit research and education organization dedicated to promoting and supporting biologically sound and socially equitable agriculture. The Oregon TILF Organic Education Center is a collaborative project with the City of Lake Oswego, located at the city's historic Lucier Farm. The Lucier Farm landscape and restored farm complex includes a classroom, organic demonstration garden, historic orchard, children's garden, community garden, and a 10-acre CSA project. For more information, call 503-638-0735, 503-638-0735, or visit the web at tilth.org. This Saturday, May 27th, there will be a festival benefit at the Loveland International from 2 to 10 p.m. That address is 320 Southeast 2nd Avenue in Portland. The proceeds will benefit Recruiter Watch PDX, a group that monitors and opposes U.S. military recruitment practices in Portland schools, and Portland Area Rethinking Schools, a local teachers group. Local political groups and businesses, such as Food Fight, Tacoma Students for a Democratic Society, Microcosm Publishing, Laughing Horse Books, and the Bus Project, will be present with booths and tables, and the day will feature a showing of This Is What Democracy Looks Like, a documentary about the Seattle WTO protests. Door price will be $10 before 6 p.m. and $12 after. For more information about this full day of bands, speakers, films, and workshops, visit the web at stealthisfestival.org. You've been listening to Thursday's Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
The May KVU board meeting will be postponed until June 3rd, 10 to 2 p.m., held at KVU. We look forward to seeing you there. A special board meeting will be held May 27th, 10 to 2 at KVU. On the agenda will be web development and a closed executive session to cover a personnel issue. Again, the May KVU board meeting will be postponed until June 3rd. We look forward to seeing you there.